Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And my grandson Jared is here today
Brenda, you clopped across it.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we were talking about, it's the first of the year. Our lives. I think this is such a special year. I think that we're going to see prophecy fulfilled. The Holy Ghost shows you things to come. We have a guide inside us. We are equipped. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 73 about what God told me just yesterday morning. He had me get up and read Psalm 73 and spoke to me out of it and showed me things to come. Now, we've read in John how he said he'll show you things to come. He's your guide on the inside. But you have to listen. And I know that he just keeps things going sometimes, just loud music or whatever, so that we can't hear God. It's more important right now that we hear God than anything else. And so Jared was talking to me. He's 26 years old here from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Jared, what did you say that you'd been hearing lately from the Lord?
Well, I in the other room, I heard you guys talking about busyness and how mm-hmm. the world, you know, with Jesus, how he was always steady. Mm-hmm. And I haven't told you guys this, so it's totally the Holy Spirit. But it's about like the last month, 2 months, the Lord has really been putting on my heart. Well, let's just say this. Me as a believer, I always want to make the right choices.
We all do. I think everybody who's listening does.
Right.
We don't want to wake up one morning and say, today I'm going to make a bad choice.
Right. And I want to be at the right place. And sometimes I would kind of draw from myself from that. But I know when many people do that, they can burn themselves out. So the most person who is on every time, on the perfect time, and was the Lord Jesus, but yet he was the most calm. He was the most chill. He was going to someone whose daughter, I think, was, or someone was dying.
Jairus' daughter.
And he met on the way the Phoenician
woman
and he's
blood.
Like,
the woman
who touched
with the issue
me.
Of blood.
Right.
Yeah.
He could have been like, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he's like, you have great faith. Mm-hmm. Wow. He was so chill. But he was at every time, he was perfectly there. And I'll get to what's been on my heart is, and I guess naturally your mind would want to tell you, drawing from the Lord every morning or just daily, practicing his presence. Mimi, you always talk about it. And it's so huge, just drawing from Jesus, just sitting with him. I mean, if it's 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
if it's 30 seconds, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 30 minutes, just sitting and just thinking about him
mm-hmm.
and his goodness and his
meditating.
Love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See yourself at the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
But just see him loving you and who you are in him. But it's all about in him. And drawing from that is your strength. And I'll give you a demonstration. The Last Supper. You
right.
have John.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything. All he was drawing from Jesus,
mm-hmm.
laying on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus was on the cross and he needed someone to take care of his mother, John was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because John was at the right place at the right time.
John was at the right place at the right time.
And why? Not because of him making sure he needed to be there, but he was drawing from Jesus beforehand. And because of that, when you draw from Jesus and sit and rest with him, you will be where the Holy Spirit wants you to be. Cause you'll, that's just what it is. When you receive that love, you're going to, that's just, you walk it out.
Yes.
And I notice almost religion sometimes would make me think, well, that's spiritual laziness.
What?
I know
spiritual laziness.
I know it sounds weird, but to sit and just to receive, not to, you need a quote, you need to do this, you need to, I'm like, no. That is quite the opposite.
I
know people, if they have that thought, that is so wrong. Just to sit and receive from him, that is not spiritual laziness.
That's listening.
That's listening to the Lord.
You know, prayer is two-sided. You have to hear from God. There was a man named Rufus Mosley, and he wrote a lot of very spiritual books from way back. He went up to a hotel room, I think it was, somewhere in Chicago, to seek the Lord. And he marked off about 3 days. So the first day, he's just praying all the day long. And suddenly it hit him. He said, "Here am I, Lord. I've come to commune with you. You who know everything, and me who knows almost nothing. And me who knows almost nothing is doing all the talking. I'm going to be quiet and listen to you." And you know, you can train your human spirit. You can train your human spirit. Brother Hagin wrote the best books about it. Get Brother Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. Or get his book, How to Train the Human Spirit. Listen to his tape, How to Train Your Human Spirit. He said, "I knew that I could train my spirit to know the voice of the Lord better than it knew the voice of my wife, or better than I knew the voice of my children." Listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, I think that's one thing that is really, really the trick of the devil right now with young people, Jared. The kingdom of darkness is after them. God needs them. He needs Joshua's. He needs Mary's. He needs Esther's. And I think there's a big, big plan of Satan to keep young people constantly with something in their ears listening to other than God.
Their ears or their eyes.
Or their eyes. What do you think?
Well,
you're young. Tell me.
Well, there's always some new gadget or new thing, you know.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what, Jared, let me just speak this to you. We're using Facebook and Twitter. But I don't, when I put something up or a blog, I don't want people to substitute reading my Twitters or checking my Facebook with them meditating God and listening from God. What do you think about that? How much time do you think young people spend on Facebook, for instance, or Twitter or whatever?
Well, I see it as a tool, but with that too, that can become a crutch with some people, or it fills a gap or something where that's their dependence. And I think that could be with anything, but now there's a lot more tools that we can use, especially as a young person. That's how I see Twitter and Facebook, but yet I like you're saying, there's a lot of it where it's almost a crutch.
All right. Now, Hannah's over there close by you. I want to get her input on this too. I want you to tell me in what proportion you think young people are checking Facebook in proportion to how much time they're speaking, they're praying and reading their Bible.
Like, how much time?
Yeah.
For each?
Are they like, how often do young people check Facebook, for instance?
Every day, every like minute, you know.
When you check Facebook, do you check a lot of people or what do you do?
Well, if people put statuses up, they want to see who's replying or, you know, just who's doing what, who's going where. Getting in other people's business and their little worlds.
All right, now let me ask you this question, just flat out. People say how many are following them on Twitter or following them on Facebook. We're not supposed to follow people. We're supposed to follow Jesus. I can't remember if Brother Hagin said it or Sister Wilkerson, but there was a certain person and they had this big group that followed them. And Brother Hagin said, I think it was him, you're not supposed to raise up followers after you. You're supposed to raise up followers after Jesus. So what I want to know is this, because I have Facebook. I have Twitter. I want to know, do you think young people, Jared, Brandon, all of you, are you giving, you run with good young people. You don't run with the bad ones. You run with the ones that love the Lord. Do you think that it's in any way getting in the way of Bible time and Bible study time and listening to God time? Answer me.
I would equal it to, of course there are some who does, just like TV.
Yeah.
Just like TV. And then, but they're like, I can watch TV, but yet have my time with the Lord. But I do agree, Facebook and Twitter, there is something where it becomes can become very addictive if the kid young people don't watch it. The internet, the things on the internet, social networking, there isn't a I'm not telling people to be anti it. It's a great to use tool, but they need to watch it because it can become addictive and replace, you know, time with the Lord and things like that. I'm telling you, if you don't watch it, you'll feel like you have to check something all the time. And then, like you said, it's always in your face instead of.
Brandon, are you wanting to say something?
I was just going to interject here. I always see people checking their statuses all the time. They're always, check my Facebook. And I would probably even, this might be a high number, but I would probably say it's 50-1. Facebook over the getting in, spending time with God.
Oh, Father.
At least, I would say. Because I never see anyone that.
You ever see them get out their Bible?
No. Not, I mean, they might, but they're checking Facebook literally every 5 minutes. Or they're checking their tweet. They're doing something. They're always on their phone. I would say 50-1 is a pretty.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You might have your Bible time when you're about to go to bed for 5 minutes.
Whoa.
But that's the one compared to 50.
Wow. Do you see the same thing, Hannah?
Yes, like, I mean, even with myself, like, if I'm going to spend time with the Lord, I won't, because I have a iPhone, so I will put, you know, I won't get distracted. I just have to, you know.
Turn it off.
Hide my phone, or just put it in another room or something. Because it's there. It's available to you, you know. It's easy.
And somebody might
it's
put
easy.
Up wonderful things
it's so
on
easy.
The Facebook. They might
right.
put up
it's not
a
like
wonderful
they,
tweet. Mm-hmm. But it's not a substitute for the book, mm-hmm. or it's not the substitute for sitting still. You said the Lord been talking to you about sitting still before the Lord like Martha? I mean, Mary and Martha?
Yeah, drawing from him. And it's funny that you bring up Twitter and Facebook. It's like, you know, when Jesus left, he's like, I have to leave so you can have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And that's what the young people are... need to know they have this guidance, so when they're like, I shouldn't be doing that, I shouldn't be getting on Facebook, I shouldn't be getting on
yeah,
Twitter,
let
that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
you need to get in the Word.
Yeah, and he'll tell you that.
Yeah.
you're
and
here
that's
too
what
much.
Helps me big time.
Yeah,
is that guidance.
Oh, Father.
And so I'm believing, though, like you said, with where the lady saw the vision with the sword, that mm-hmm. it's going to be a move of the Spirit.
Oh,
that
thank
is going to affect
Lord.
The young people. And that has been on my heart big time. And when they're going to,
oh,
you
my
cannot
Jesus,
deny
yes.
an experience of God.
An experience of
and
God.
And it'll change them.
They want and so, it. And God wants us to have it.
This artificial thing, which is the inner, like this substitution, there, some people are filling it in with something that they really need. And when they have the real deal, they won't go back to the fake.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I just help us. Holy Ghost, you're our helper. We thank you for helping us. This is Billy Brim and family saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow. If you need to contact us, billybrim.org or 1-800-972-3447. You can hear these radios on archives, but listen to his voice every morning. Shalom.